This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Matthew Hepburn. A new report has highlighted the extent of homophobic abuse faced by same-sex attracted Australians from Arab-speaking backgrounds. The survey found a quarter of respondents had experienced homophobic violence, while one-third had been threatened. Other common complaints included verbal abuse, social exclusion, and a pressure to act straight.
Arabic culture very much prioritises getting married and having children, so anyone that doesn't fit that mould, gay or otherwise, is kind of on the margins.
The report's author says many respondents even faced hostilities from their own families and communities.
A new committee will be set up to report on the health and well-being of the GLBTI community to the Victorian State Government. The committee will advise the government on GLBTI health, mental health, HIV treatment and prevention issues, and will also assist in raising clinical awareness of GLBTI issues in mainstream health services. The new committee follows the coalition government's commitment of more than $4 million to strengthen and expand support services for GLBTI youth and the launch of the second private life survey last week. Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria Director Liam Leonard says the survey found people aged 16 to 24 were more likely than any other age group to hide their sexuality or gender identity.
What we found is around the mental health data that things have not shifted dramatically, and that yes, for the 16 to 24-year-olds, they're probably still the most vulnerable age group within our community who are subject or perhaps particularly sensitive to the effects of homophobic abuse.
Despite his sister publicly coming out as a lesbian, opposition leader Tony Abbott is still opposed to same-sex marriage. Abbott's sister Christine Forster confirmed she was in a long-term live-in relationship with partner Virginia Edwards at the weekend and revealed that she's tried to change her brother's stance on gay marriage through several interesting discussions. Abbott has, however, held firm on his anti-gay marriage stance whilst being praised for the support and kindness he has shown to his sister.
A survey has found 60% of local decision makers in Australia believe the federal government should get out of the way on gay marriage. The poll of 150 mayors, MPs and councillors found only 1 in 4 believe the government should intervene and stop gay marriage. Hobsons Bay Council has also become the second Victorian council to lodge a submission to the government in support of marriage equality. The council's first intersex mayor, Tony Bruffer, says the council resolved unanimously to support equality.
Well, hopefully it sends a strong message to the Commonwealth Government that we need to remove discrimination from all laws and change the Marriage Act.
The 2012 Mr. Gay World Contest has wrapped up in Johannesburg, South Africa at the weekend, with New Zealander Andreas Derlith taking out this year's crown. German-born Derlith says he's committed to breaking down stereotypes associated with being gay and will use his $25,000 winner's check to travel the world as a spokesperson and positive role model for the GLBTI community.
In Russia, gay rights demonstrators have been detained in the first arrest under St. Petersburg's newly passed law banning so-called gay propaganda. Two gay rights activists holding signs which read homosexuality is normal were arrested after participating in a rally protesting the new law, which came into effect in February. The pair were charged with propaganda of homosexuality and released after several hours, but may have to pay $170 each for breaking the anti-gay measure.
Briefly, in other news, and officials of the Miss Universe Canada pageant have changed course and are now allowing a 23-year-old trans woman, Jenna Talakova, to compete in this year's pageant.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is set to replace Mickey Rourke for the role of gay Welsh rugby star Gareth Thomas after Rourke injured himself during the film's stunt training. And gay New Zealand speed skater Blake Skellerup has created a YouTube video for fans explaining his recent move overseas and giving an update on training in the lead up to the 2014 Russian Winter Olympics.
Really enjoying being in Melbourne and the training there is going pretty well.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Matthew Hepburn.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.